afternoons on 4BC with Peter Digg. Thanks to Clearview Retirement Solutions. Come on, retirement advice that's right for you.
Oh, yeah. 29 minutes to 3. Sandra bought, this is fair, Digg, and four of those beautiful chocolates. There's all these chocolate shops around, and we bought four chocolates. I think she spent $12. Are they worth it? Well, they are beautiful. And here's a bloke that's going to tell us why they're more expensive. Peter Ingle, head chocolatier with Mayfair Chocolates. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
You're good. You're a gentleman because your company, we rang in and said, would you do an interview with us? And you said yes. And your company sent us in these beautiful chocolates. You didn't have to do that, but that's called style and that's called good PR.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. The fact is at Mayfair Chocolates, we use real ingredients.
And as opposed
to? The proof's in the eating.
You try
the rum and sultana,
yep.
You'll get rum.
Okay, what do you mean? Like, how are your chocolates different to Cadbury?
Oh, how long have you got? Well, firstly, we feature flavours of Australia.
Yeah.
We use real ingredients like wattle, South Australian brandy, fresh cream.
But how is your chocolate different? You use your chocolate, the ingredient that you use.
Well, it's a high-quality couverture with a high cocoa butter content. And our fillings, we never use any vegetable fat, so you never get that waxy taste in your mouth.
So that's the sort of stuff you get from the cheaper products, correct?
Yes.
And probably the cheapest chocolate in the world is the chocolate we'll all be consuming this Sunday, apart from yourself.
Well, I don't like to denigrate other people in the market. There's different market segments, but we have won a gold medal in Europe for our chocolate.
Have you really?
Yes. And we're the only Australian company that's done it for fine chocolates, and we're based here in Brisbane in Queensland.
So how much, I've got a little box of chocolates in front of me, 4, 8, 12, 16, how much would that cost?
A 16-piece box is $27.50.
$27.50?
That's right.
I can buy 5 boxes of Cadbury's Rose for that.
Well, that's just a reflection on the type of person you are, Peter.
A cheapskate? No, I'm not really. But you tell me why it's worth that. You tell me the work that goes into that.
Well, firstly, in our shops, you can have the box packed with your very own selection.
Yeah.
So, and we worked out with Bond University years ago that there's actually hundreds of millions of possible selections, mathematically, believe it or not. It's all on our website, mayfieldchocolates.com.au.
Yep.
And but again, we're using real ingredients. We've got a high-quality chocolate. We've got fresh cream. We've got Tasmanian leatherwood honey, Queensland ginger, Queensland rum, South Australian port, Australian pecan nuts, macadamias, and all in original recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And once people try our product, they know it's different from anything else
they
around.
They don't want to try anything like. Tell me, which is the rum and, what is it, the rum one?
Rum and sultana.
Yes.
I think in your box, it's a dark chocolate one. It looks a bit like a hat or a basket.
Yes. You want me to try that right now?
Go ahead. And while you're talking, I'll just continue and saying that...
Unbelievable.
That's
absolutely quite, unbelievable.
That's quite a strong one, that one.
Mm.
But our chocolates vary a lot too. So because we're using real ingredients, you know, like our caramel is soft, totally different texture. Our macadamia praline is different again. So there's a lot of variety. It's not like we just... do a filling and add some flavouring to it. We don't do that.
How long does it take to become a chocolatier?
Well, if someone that starts with us, it takes about 12 months to train them.
Yep.
And we only hire people, because what we do is different from everybody else, we hire people with the right aptitude and they learn here. Because there's nowhere else they can really learn it. You can use learn confectionery technology, you know, overseas, but then we've got our own recipes and that type of thing.
All right, and you've got chocolate Easter eggs too.
Yeah, we've got chocolate art eggs. We've got a cute little bunny, Mr. Cuddles, with his arms outstretched. When we developed him a couple of years ago, we had a competition with the staff for the best name, and we figured Mr. Cuddles came top of the list.
Okay.
And, and the thing is, with our Easter eggs and bunnies, we use the same quality chocolate that we use in all our normal chocolates.
Yeah, so instead of getting 20 or 30 this weekend, just buy a really classy one.
Yeah. Quality, not quantity.
Those chocolates I've tried, and you haven't paid for this spot, and we're not going to go looking for money, although we should. And we didn't look for the chocolates, but they are the best I've ever tasted. That rum and raisin one, well, that was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Thank you, Well, as I say, the proof's in the eating.
It is indeed.
And it's, if you Google Chocolates Brisbane, we'll come up the top of the list. But, it's, you know, we haven't got liquor vision on the internet yet, so you really just have to find a stockist or come in and see us.
All right, we better do that. Buy some decent chocolate this Christmas, this Easter, I should say. Thanks for talking to us, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Peter. Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye. There's a huge difference between the average stuff and really good chocolate. Are you a chocolate fan, Faith?